And last night, the Dáil voted to opt into the EU Asylum and Migration Pact, which will introduce legally binding rules on managing migration. It passed by a margin of 79 votes to 72. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane joins me now with more. Micheál, this pact, 8 years in discussion at EU level, very controversial. Its critics calling it heavy-handed and creating a fortress Europe. Sinn Féin saying it'll tie the hands of future governments here. It's there now, a comfortable vote to opt in. When does it take effect?
I suppose it is the legislation that will underpin it now that's going to fall to government to implement the measures in this that will determine that. It was controversial. It was even controversial after the first electronic vote last night. Sinn Féin's Pádraic McLoughlin saying, given the consequences for the country, that there should be a roll call vote. And it was after that lengthy roll call vote then that that result came in of 79 votes to 72. The critics particularly zoning in, I suppose, on the legally binding commitments and how they will be delivered, and it's the central charge against it that was made repeatedly during the debate in the Dáil this week and last week as well, is that it is essentially ceding sovereignty in the migration policy area. And the government saying that this is something that was flagged in the Lisbon Treaty anyway, but that is the charge, and many people saying that it should have been put to a referendum. Critics too saying that when it comes to future decisions, Ireland will have a little capacity to make them on their own. I suppose at its core, government saying this is a solidarity way of dealing with rising migration numbers. They say, even though critics have said this cannot be proven, that if they were not to opt in, it would lead to more people coming here to seek asylum. It does pledge that asylum applications, 70 to 80% of them, would be dealt with within 3 months, and the remainder then within 6 months. But it will require the building of more accommodation centres. It will require greater border security and the gathering of more fingerprints as well.
All right, Micheál. Taoiseach Simon Harris, of course, in Brussels today for that EU summit, which we'll be talking about with Tony Connolly a little later. But very worryingly for him and his family, a bomb threat was made on his home yesterday.
Yes, around 6 o'clock yesterday evening, a call was made to a charity helpline that was alerted then to authorities, and that did cause no little alarm that there was a bomb threat essentially made to the Taoiseach's home. Now, Gardaí rushed to his home where the Taoiseach's family were at the time, and a search was carried out and no device was found. But it was an alert, and it was something that did cause much panic, but no device found at his home in the end.
Thankfully. And, you know, threats and demonstrations at the homes of Taoiseach and other ministers.
Yes, it has become an all too familiar occurrence and has been happening for several months now. And it is something that does cause alarm. I suppose there are some within the political system who have a view that when it comes to senior figures within the government, like the Taoiseach, is there an argument to be made for some place like Farmley, that could become the official residence for a Taoiseach. Speaking about that in the past, that is something that Simon Harris himself doesn't appear interested in, and it's not something that he wants to pursue. But I think those calls probably will grow louder in the future.
All right, Micheál, thank you very much. Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent, and we'll have business with Adam after the break.